They don't want to hear about choices that they don't approve of, and clearly embracing a difficult pregnancy in the face of possibly a disabled child or even a threat to one's own life is a choice they disapprove of. They don't want American women to hear about. In fact, one of the comments made by a NOW officer was that this is a dangerous commercial. It's a dangerous story for women to even hear, and that it endangers women's health. Think about that. This is a group that purports to represent American women, empowering women, and yet they don't think women are smart enough to hear a real-life story and make their own decision as to whether that's a model they might want to emulate. So on so many levels, this is a real revelation, I think, of the weakness of abortion-centric feminism. And I think for those Americans who do sit on the fence, it's yet another piece of evidence about what this movement is really all about. When you really push on these groups, you find out that they are far more extreme than they would like us to believe.